This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. And we're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. And just thanking God for the teaching that we get. We have the priest that God has sent. We're keeping God's commandments, teaching us what is required of man to keep his commandments. And I'm thanking God we have precepts and we have examples here at 425. Just thanking God for we have God's law. We have a teaching priest walking upright, showing us how to please the Lord. And now I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. This is God's Covenant Church, and we are establishing Jesus' name. We're glad to be with you today. We want to talk about these lying preachers. Not that they're intentionally telling a lie, but it's a lie that has been handed down through the times. And we want to straighten out that lie today. Deacon Debbie, what's our announcement?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And I'm glad I understand the scripture, and I'm glad I can see what God has for his people.
Yes.
God has abundant life for his people.
Yes, he does. Yes.
And it's not available to so many because of these lying preachers. As the Lord said, if the blind lead the blind, they'll all fall into the ditch. Mm-hmm. So if they're being led, if you're being led by a lie, it's because you want to be led by a lie. If you're seeking truth, you will find what we are bringing to you today. Okay. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Numbers 23:19. It's all about Ahab.
All right.
And it's about Micaiah the prophet of God. Mm-hmm. Ahab was the king of Israel. And just like today, many preachers, they were all prophets of Israel. But out of all the prophets of Israel, the 400 prophets plus, one had the true message.
All right.
One was really speaking for God, and that was Micaiah. And Ahab, the king, hated him because he spoke the truth. That's all we have today is the truth. We have nothing but the scriptures of truth. That's all we're bringing. We're not bringing what we heard. It's what is written. Isn't that beautiful? Numbers 22:23, and 19. What does it say?
God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent.
God is not a man. God is a spirit.
All right.
And his spirit dwells with men, in men. And it's something you don't come in this life with. You have to earn his spirit.
Yes.
You'll work for it.
Yes.
The lying preachers tell the people you can't work your way to heaven. Yes, you can, and yes, you will if you get there. Because it's not given to us. That's another calling. This is just a stage to get to the Father. If he's going to be your father. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
We were all born in sin. That means that devil was all of our fathers that got us in here. But you must be born again to be God's child. So that God would be our father.
Mm-hmm.
that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Hath he said, and shall he not do it?
What?
Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?
Isn't that beautiful? Everything God speak, God is going to do it. Because God is not a man that he should lie. 20th verse says what?
Behold, I have received commandment to bless.
Now wait a minute. God only got one commandment. This commandment he has, we have received. And it's to bless us. This one that was speaking was a mercenary. He was to curse God's people, but God put it in his mouth. You cannot curse what I bless. And the one that wanted to get the cursing was stunned by what he was saying because he thought he was going to curse them. But he said, behold, I have received the commandment to bless. What?
And he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it.
We cannot do it either. The blessings that God have, we cannot reverse it. No man can. Because God blessed, and it cannot be reversed. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go to Ecclesiastes
All right.
3 and 14. We're going to get to Micaiah, but we're going to Ecclesiastes right now. Mm-hmm. We want to let you know what God is saying and not what man said he said, but we're going to read the scripture. The scripture tell you what it said, because the Lord said, believe on me as the scripture hath said. That beautiful? That's what we do here.
Yes.
Ecclesiastes 3 and 14, what does it say?
Yes. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever.
Isn't that beautiful? Whatever God do, it's forever. God don't make mistakes. Oops, I think I take this back. No, it's forever, just like you and I. Once we come into life, it's forever. And that life is going to be spent with God or with that devil. Isn't that good to know? Because it ain't going
to
change. Once you could be with God, they're going to zap us back out. We have no existence anymore. Remember, it ain't like that. Once you come in with consciousness, it's here forever.
Yes.
Read it again. I know.
Whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever.
What?
Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from
That's
it.
That's God's word. Can't take anything from it. You can't put anything to it. That's why he said, I'm the Lord, I change not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Nothing can be put to it.
Mm-hmm. Nor anything taken from it.
So wait a minute now. In God's word, it's letting you know the seventh day is the day of rest.
Yes.
You can't take that away. You can't come and say, well, a son came, his name is Jesus, and changed it. No, he didn't. Because if he did, he would change God's word. You can't do that. No one can do that. God can't do that. He won't change. Because whatever he do is sure. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Read.
And God doeth it that men should fear before.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Revelations 22 and 13.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Talking about the Father.
All right.
Talking about
God.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Now we start in Genesis, and you can end up in Revelation. He's the same.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these lying preachers say, well, God, no, you couldn't keep them commandments. Liars. Mm-hmm. And many don't mean to lie, but that's all they know. And guess what? They don't know God. And they don't know his word. Because God didn't say that. God is talking about the same thing in the beginning to the end.
Yes.
Revelation 22 and 13 says what?
I am Alpha and Omega.
What?
The beginning and the end.
What?
The first and the
God
last.
God is the beginning of life, and he's the end of our life.
Yes.
He's the beginning of our life. That's what we have to contend with.
Yes.
Beginning and the end. There's no in between there.
No.
Read.
Blessed are they that do his commandments.
Wait a minute. Now God is saying, blessed are they that do his commandments.
Mm-hmm.
So lying preachers, why are you telling the people what the commandments done away with? It's still here.
Right.
It's mm-hmm. Revelation is yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes, yes, yes.
Blessed are they mm-hmm. that do. Now, the Lord is going off scene. The Lord is talking to John in the spirit.
Yes.
If the commandments was done away with, why would he say, blessed are they that do it?
Right.
That's just common reasoning.
Yes.
Blessed are they that do his commandments. What?
That they may have right to the tree of life.
What?
And may enter in through the gates into the
city. Beautiful. God's anointed are the gates to God.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
And God's anointed that have those commandments, mm-hmm. there's a flaming sword. You can't get in here unless you have a right to do it.
That's right.
You have a right to do it if you have a mind to do it. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
If you're sincere to serve God, you have a right to this tree. Because
yes.
This tree is life. And I believe it's the commandments. That's that tree. That's why if you do it, you're blessed. And you have a right to keep it. Isn't that beautiful? Because you're doing it.
Beautiful.
Read.
Beautiful. Or without our dogs.
Now, wait a minute. Everybody that are outside the commandments, that haven't entered in through the gates to keep it, the scripture says you're dogs. Isn't that beautiful? What?
And sorcerers.
Sorcerers.
And whoremongers.
Whoremongers.
And murderers.
Murderers. What?
And idolaters.
Idolaters. What?
And whosoever loveth and maketh.
Wait a minute.
A
love
lie.
And make a lie. Everybody loves Sunday. That's the biggest lie going. Everybody loves it. Well, you couldn't work your way to heaven. That's a lie. If you don't work your way to heaven, you're working your way to hell. You're working your way in this life doing something.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? We are his workmanship that we should bring forth good works. Because you're going to work. How plain is that? That's what the scripture's telling us. Without a dog, sorcerers.
Whoremongers. And murderers.
Murderers.
And idolaters.
What?
And whosoever loveth and maketh a lie.
Whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. And no lies of God.
Right.
Read.
Yes. I, Jesus, have sent my
angel.
Wait
a minute. This is the Lord talking. He went off seat. Now, he's telling John in the spirit, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify. That's what I'm doing.
Yes.
I'm testifying of these things.
All right.
The preacher's bringing that. If they bring, they say, oh, I'm an angel. I, Jesus, sent me. Go to the part where he said, blessed are they that do his commandments.
That's
the one that's blessed. Blessed are the pure. That's right. Because if you're keeping God's commandments, you're pure.
Yes. Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? If you hunger and thirst after righteousness, it says it shall be our righteousness if we do and teach, if we do it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So if you're hungering after obeying God, you're keeping his commandments.
Yes.
You have a right to the tree of life. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Adam had a right to the tree of life. He was free to eat it.
Yes, he was.
Until he disobeyed.
Then
God put him out because he didn't have a right to it until he got himself together, got himself straightened out. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, beautiful.
15th verse again, read it.
For without are dogs and sorcerers
what?
And whoremongers
what?
And murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh
whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Let's go to Genesis 2. Thank God.
Yes.
Let's get that liar. Because all these preachers... When you bring these lies, you get it from your father because God didn't give it to you. God said, blessed are they that do his commandments. The preacher said, well, nobody could keep those commandments. You're liars. The only one lied like that was that devil. And it started in the beginning. 2 and 15 says what?
2 and 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it.
What?
And the Lord God commanded the
man. Wait a minute. There's those commandments. It starts in the beginning because the commandments is life. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending of life.
Yes.
It started right there.
Yeah.
For man.
Yes.
He commanded the man what?
Mm-hmm. Saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat.
Now remember, in that garden, the tree of life was there.
Yes.
He was free to eat of every tree of the garden except for one, which only means don't disobey God.
That's, right.
That's all it meant.
Yes.
That tree represents disobedience.
Yes.
You can draw a picture of an apple, pear. It don't matter what the tree really had, what kind of fruit on it. It was not to eat it because the only thing that was going to make them eat it was that devil pushing them to do it. And God knew that. But what?
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it.
What?
For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
Then the Lord say, the wages of sin is death. Wait a minute. So if you...
Right.
The devil said, you ain't going to surely die. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are, because God said it. But
that
devil said, no, you're not. Mm-hmm. That's what the preachers do. You quote the scripture. Oh, you can't keep it. There's 124 of them, commandments. It's more than that if you break it down.
Right.
If you're in a situation where you pass more laws that still come from God's law,
right.
Honor thy father and thy mother, honor man, honor your brother and sister. Honor your fellow man. It's the same thing, regardless of how many laws they got. They can bring out a law so you can't wear but one shoe. The law might say you're wrong, but that ain't wrong in God because you wear one shoe. But you can pass many laws. But if they pass that law, they're telling you don't honor the law. You ain't broke anything. The Lord didn't break any laws. The disciples didn't break any laws. They just didn't understand the law because they weren't keeping it themselves. Mm-hmm. Ye shall not surely die.
Right.
What?
For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened.
That's true. God did know that. It's not the point what God knew. God didn't want us to know that. God didn't want us to be as gods. He wants to be as sons and daughters, not as a god.
Right.
What?
And ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil.
God didn't want us to know good and evil. No. He only wants us to know good.
Yes. Yes.
And God knew it. It don't matter what God knew. It's what God wanted us to know.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful. Let's go to St. John 8 and 43.
Beautiful. Yes.
These preachers, they're just like that devil, their father. They lied for, he lied from the beginning. He was a murderer, and that's what they do today.
Yes.
And most of the people believe a lie, and they're damned in it because they believe it.
Right.
Instead of believing the scripture,
right.
Believing the one that God sent, that's what they did. Every time God sent his anointed, they murdered and killed him because they couldn't stand the truth because they didn't like the truth.
Right.
And many times when you bring the truth today, ones don't like it because of that devil setting up in their minds,
right.
Proclaiming himself to be God. That's what happens.
Yes.
St. John 8 and 43, what does it say?
Why do ye not understand my speech?
What?
Even because ye cannot hear
my
word.
Well, wait a minute. God's word is the Ten Commandments, but ones can't hear that. Oh, that's done away with. Don't you hear what God is saying?
Right.
That is the word. The Ten Precepts is the word, which we've heard from the beginning. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes. Beautiful.
What?
Ye are of your father, the devil.
Wait a minute. There it is. He's letting these preachers know these were the ones of Jerusalem, none but regular preachers, ministers. They were called scribes and Pharisees. Jesus wasn't a scribe and Pharisee, but he was a minister of God.
Yes.
He was a prophet of God. They had all those back there.
Right.
He said, well, you of your father, because you can't understand my speech. They asked him, what's your doctrine? They only had the word. That's all we got today.
All right.
The word is 10 precepts. You ask any preacher, show me God's word in the scripture. I doubt they can show you the Ten Commandments. And if they show it to you, they say, well, now that Sabbath day, that's done away with. We went on the day, we honored the day Jesus rose. He didn't rise on that on Sunday. That's a lie.
Yes, Pastor. Ye are of your father, the devil.
What?
And the lust of your father ye will do.
What?
He was a murderer from the beginning.
What?
And abode not in the truth.
Wait a minute. The scripture says, thy word is truth.
Yes.
It also says, thy law is the truth. It's the same thing. I said, well, Jesus is the way, the truth. That's because he's the word. He was only made flesh. He's the word. He's the truth as well. Read.
Because there is no truth in him.
There is no truth in the devil. None in there.
Yes.
That's why he's good and evil. Don't get excited because people do good.
That's right.
It's that evil part.
That's right.
God is not evil.
That's right.
Now, there's none good but one. That's God. So
yes.
If you want to be good only, you be one with God. And we're good. How plain is that? Read.
Beautiful. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own.
What?
For he is a liar and the father of it.
Wait a minute, preacher. That's your father.
Right.
He's the father of that lie you said. He rose on Sunday. He didn't rise on Sunday. The scripture said, now when Jesus was risen, he was risen, they came really to the sepulchre. He was already risen. Isn't that beautiful? How do you read it? They read it wrong. Let's go to 1 Kings 22. Let's go to Micaiah here. Isn't that beautiful? 1 Kings 22 and 20. 22 and 20. What does it say? Now this is the Micaiah, the prophet now, who... This king of Israel, Ahab, he was one of the bad kings, not like David, his father, but he was one of the bad kings. He hated Micaiah because Micaiah told him the truth. And when we tell the truth, people say, you think you're the only one saved? No, we don't. We think only those keep God's commandments are saved. I don't care where you are. As the Lord said, whithersoever you go. Isn't that beautiful? 22 and 20, what does it say?
And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab?
Because Ahab had did a lot of dastardly things to his people, Israel. Took them into all kind of Moabite and through the fire and took them on the idols and idol worshiping and everything. It wasn't like David.
No.
It was time for Ahab to go. And God had a plan. Mm-hmm. Who's going to persuade him? And this is what Micaiah is relaying to Ahab. Because The prophets that he had, the prophets of Israel told him, you're going to go take this battle at Ramoth Gilead, you're going to prevail. He believed it. They lied. And yet they didn't have the vision they had. Right. But the true prophet that was only one of God said, no. Nope. Right. But he said, yeah, go ahead and take it, and the king shall prevail. But he wasn't the king that was going to prevail. He thought he was. Right. So when he told him that, he said, why don't you ever tell me anything that's good? He said, I said you're going to prevail. He said, I hate him.
I hate him.
Yes, I did.
But read.
Yes. That he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead.
What?
And one said on this manner, and another said on that matter.
What?
Manner. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the
who
Lord.
Who you think that was? What? Whose spirit stand for the Lord? But the devil.
All right.
That was the devil. He came and stood before the Lord. What did he say?
And said, I will persuade him.
I will. Nobody persuade but that devil. Right. The only one persuades ones to lie is the devil, not God. Right. You ain't got but two spirits. Mm-hmm. Spirit of God or the spirit of the devil.
Yes.
Spirit of God don't persuade anyone to lie.
No.
Because God is not of a lie. He's not a man that he should lie. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets.
Wait a minute, these are the prophets of Israel. But these were false prophets.
Right.
You can also call them scribes and Pharisees, right. Priests, whatever you want to call them. But Micaiah, he was the one that was of God.
Read. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. Go forth and do so.
God said, you're going to persuade him because God knows all things. You're going to get him. You're going to persuade him. Go forth and do it. Read.
Now, therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all.
This is what Micaiah is telling Ahab. The Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these prophets. That's what's in the mouth of all these so-called Christian leaders. A lie.
Make it plain.
Yeah, we got certain the Jews got Sabbath. Ain't but one people God have. We're called Israel.
Yes.
We're all Jews in spirit.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, yes.
Ain't but one people, one son.
Yes.
It ain't no 2 days of rest. One, go
That's
ahead.
Right. Beautiful, Pastor. Now, therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil concerning
you. Lord hath spoken evil concerning you, Ahab, and it went on to say, I told you he wasn't going to say nothing good about me,
yes.
But he spoke the truth. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
Let's go to 1 John 2 and 3. Let's go there.
Yes, beautiful.
John walked with the Lord. Oh, they loved. Oh, John, he was the beloved disciple. That's a lie as well. Because they don't have no vision. They can't see. Lying preachers handed down a lie from the forefathers. But in the fullness of time, God have restored the kingdom. Restored knowledge. Yeah. So look at them. I'm talking about what God has done.
Go ahead now.
I'm not backing up what God did. The scripture tell you. I'm just not boasting. I'm telling you what the scripture is saying. John walked with him. Talk with him. Isn't that
beautiful?
And when he went off scene, John didn't change anything. First John. Now, as I say, the preacher said, oh, you can about keep them commandments. Yeah, but the preacher say, said, oh, you're going to keep all 100. That's 124 laws. What did Brother John say?
All right.
1 John 2 and 3. What does it say?
And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments.
Now, wait a minute. Who's lying? John or these lying preachers?
Preachers.
I don't think John is lying. John walked with him.
Go ahead.
John was given a charge. I don't know where to get these charges from these preachers. A lot of them from bubblegum, you know, rappers. Right in and get little credentials.
Yeah.
So you are official deacon now. You are official wannabe pastor. Got your little plaque too. And go online and be anything you want to be. Send your little Amazon little set of epaulets put on there, call yourself an apostle. little soldier.
Sure.
What do you call them? The epaulets? What you call them?
Yeah.
Like you came out of Nam with all these little ribbons and stuff. And that's an apostle. They're dumb dogs. That's what the scripture says. Cannot bark greedy.
Isn't
that beautiful? Wanting their position, not God's position.
Yes.
And hereby we do know
that we know him.
What?
If we keep his commandments.
What did he say next?
He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar.
They're them lying preachers. Well, you're going to keep them commandments. You're lying. You're a liar. Because John said it. I don't get upset with me now.
Yes,
well, come over here and block that door in my church.
Well,
block it, you can't get in, can't get out.
All right,
I didn't say, John said that.
All right,
oh, preach and have all these men step in and guard you from getting hit. They, I don't need no guards. Nobody want to come over here and do this. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Liar, say it again.
Yes.
He that hereby. Said,
oh, here, yeah, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments.
Wait a minute. So why is John saying that if the commandments were done away with? So we got a new way now. We got new life now. God paid the price. We got to do nothing. Just believe. That ain't what John's saying. It's about doing something.
All right.
Keeping his commandments. What?
He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar.
That's you lying preachers. Everyone that say you don't have to keep God's commandments, you're a liar.
Yes.
Maybe not intentionally, but that's what's been handed down.
Go ahead.
A lie. What?
And the truth is not in you.
That means God's word is not in you, because God's word is the commandments.
Right.
If you say you ain't got to do them, it's not in you.
Right.
You ain't doing it. How plain is that?
It's plain, it's plain.
Let's go to...
Thank God.
Second Thessalonians. That's all right. That might be a little slow in getting to the scripture, but the scripture will tell you everything I need to tell you.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? 2 Thessalonians 2 and 11.
All right,
what does it say?
Wait a minute. Okay. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 11.
Thank God.
Pastor.
Read it.
Yes, 2 and 11. It says, for we hear that...
And for this cause...
2 and 11. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion.
What?
That they should believe a lie.
They believe this mess. He rose on the first day of the week. Now, remember, now they said he got killed on... Good Friday.
Yes.
That's what they say. That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to 1 Kings 22 and 20 again. Let's read that.
Yes.
No. Read the 12th verse.
All right. The 12th verse.
That
they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
Now remember now, it says now, it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments. So if you're not doing it, you're unrighteous. They got pleasure in not doing that.
Yes.
Say, well, no, Jesus is our righteousness.
Yes.
He is if you're doing it. Because he is righteous. And he's the word. That beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to, again,
beautiful.
1 Kings 22 and 20.
All right.
Let's read it again.
Beautiful.
Yes.
We can't say it enough. So why are you going back to that same scripture?
Yes.
Because I love the scripture.
All right.
1 Kings 22 and 20. Read it again.
And the Lord said... Who shall persuade Ahab
what?
That he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner.
What?
And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade
him. Now remember again, God showed us through Job. There is nothing that happens to us in life without God allowing it.
Right.
When you live for God. He's not going to allow the enemy to get on us to the extent we cannot bear it.
Right.
That we just have to give in. It's going to be in a way where we can fight him off.
Right.
Resist him. God's not going to allow him to overpower us. That would be unfair.
Right.
God is going to give us an even playing field when you live for God.
Yeah, right.
So any spirit the enemy sends towards our way, we're able to handle it.
Yes.
Read.
Yes, Pastor. Beautiful. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith?
What?
And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets.
Now that's why God said, if it was possible, you would fool the very
elect.
Mm-hmm. You can't fool God's elect, because God's elect come to knowledge.
All right.
And when you come to knowledge, you can see what's given.
All right.
And it's not a lie. Mm-hmm. Read.
And he said, thou shalt persuade him, and prevail also, go forth and do so.
What? So now, therefore...
Behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of
God put this lying spirit in their mouth by allowing the devil to persuade them.
Yes.
And put that lying spirit in his mouth. It's up to us to believe it.
Right.
God allowed that devil loose in the garden.
Yes.
It was up to us to not yield to it.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Hebrews 4 All and right. 3.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, yes. Good. We got another day to day of rest. We're going to recognize the day he rose. You can't find nowhere in the scripture he rose on the first day of the week. If he did, you can't get 3 days and three nights between Friday and Sunday. How do you do that? Can't even do math, these dumb lying preachers. Lying preachers is what they are. Go tell them I called them that. Male or female, you're liars. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah, wait a minute. That's what God, I'm quoting the scripture now. Don't hide out and try to, you know, harm me. Thank God. And that ain't going to happen either if God don't want it. It ain't going to happen. I may be saying it, but I am not scared of that. Yeah, beautiful. All right. First John.
No, Hebrews.
Hebrews, rather. 4 and 3. What does it say?
For we which have believed do enter into rest.
Now, when you believe, God said, come unto me, all that labor, I'll give you rest. Now, we that believe, we have that rest. God's talking about resting from sin. Read.
As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation
works
of the world.
Were finished from what?
From the foundation.
From the foundation of the world. Read.
For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise. What? And God did rest the seventh day from all his works.
And what?
And in this place again.
Wait a minute. We ain't getting back to the seventh day. When are we getting back there?
All right.
But the Christians can't get back there for that Laban injected in. Talking about, would it be the rest of the first day?
Right.
No, you go back there.
Mm-hmm.
When God sees from his works, he rested on the seventh.
Yes.
When we rest from our works of sin, we rest on the seventh day as well. In what?
And in this place again, if they shall enter into my
rest. If they shall enter into my rest. What?
Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief.
They didn't believe. They didn't believe God's word. They didn't believe. They must obey God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Eighth verse says what?
For if Jesus had given them rest, they would be not afterward. Then would he not afterward have spoken of another day.
Wait a minute. Well, that's what these preachers lie and say, well, we're going to honor that he rose. He didn't speak of another day.
Yes.
He rested on the seventh day as well. And sometime after the Sabbath day, he got up.
Yes.
He had to get up because if he hadn't, he would have broken. St. John 6:27. Let's go there. Thank John. Wait a minute. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
No, read a little further. Go ahead.
Yes, Pastor. Of another day. All right. Yes, 9. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God.
What?
For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did.
In other words, from his works of sin.
Yes.
Because now we have another work.
Yes.
To keep his commandments. Read.
Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief.
St. John 6:27. Let's go there.
6:27. Yes, Pastor.
Lying preachers say, you can't work your way to heaven. What do you call, what do you think labor is but work?
Right.
And I think the Lord said labor not.
All right.
For they meet their perish.
Right.
What is labor but work? Lying preachers say, you can't work your way to heaven. Yes, you can. If you don't, you won't get there.
All
right. St. John 6:27.
Labor not for that meat which perishes.
So that's what these preachers teaching the people, to labor for meat that perish. Baking cookies and pies and taking clothes to the world out there. The world ain't studying God. Got these people praying for their loved ones, relatives and whatever, that they cease being drunkards. They ain't thinking about God, but we gonna pray for you. I ain't never seen Jesus do that. None of the apostles. Praying for someone ain't got a mind about God at all. When the Lord came, he came through those that were Abraham's seed. And he wasn't around those that wasn't seeking him. They came to him to hear what he had to say. All these dope fiends and all this mess going, they're not seeking God's word. They'd be place to be packed. But they're packed in these so-called churches that give them all these lies. They love that. Al Capone went to church too. Paid his way to hell.
Yes, yes, he did.
Big gifts. Why are they giving gifts and christening babies? Storefronts being blown up. People being blown to bits.
That's right.
That's what these preachers do. Accommodate lies.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Right.
Labor not for the meat
which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life.
What?
Which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father.
Well, wait a minute. The Lord did give unto them everlasting life. He said, now, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said, keep the commandments.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.com. www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.